foot on the PJs, build a blanket fort. Let's go inside, get cozy, comfortable. It's not a coincidence, it's a metaphor about how we come together and build a world. And when the convo ends, we break it down and begin again. Yeah. Sit down, tune in, crank it. It's time to bring your own blanket. Blanket Ninjas.
Welcome to Season 2, Yoga Edition of BYO Blanket, a podcast where we get cozy and discuss interesting topics to uplift, inspire, and contribute. All of it inside a blanket fort. Before we start, Janon, you have a quick little message for us?
I sure do, Maria. Good day, listener. Thanks for listening. The quick message is to please go to patreon.com/BYOblanket to contribute a little bit of money per month to the show so that we can continue doing these episodes for you guys and make sure that we give y'all cool BYO blanket swag, you know, change the world, all that good stuff. Your support really, really means a lot for us. For those who already donate to us on Patreon, thank you so, so much.
We love you.
We love you. It only takes a couple minutes to do it. You could do $1 a month up to $1 trillion a month. We don't really care. Just patreon.com/BYOblanket. If you can't donate monetarily, please go to iTunes and simply leave us a review. Okay, back to you, Maria.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And listeners, welcome to our episode. We're in episode 10.
Episode 10 of season dos.
Isn't that exciting?
Mi amigas y amigos. Yo estoy aprendiendo español. It's going great.
And it's going great. It is. Your Spanish is getting better.
Thank you. Thank you. So this is a special episode because instead of a guest ninja, we are our own guest ninjas. It is me and Maria.
Yay.
Lesbian yoga power couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this time I got to choose the topic that we're going to talk about.
Tell us about it.
So the topic we're going to talk about is, for lack of a better word, the realness, the actual physicalness of what we refer to as energetic anatomy or our subtle bodies in yoga. I love science and math as well as spiritual woo-woo stuff. So I like to link the two.
Woo-woo, very technical term.
Thank you. Yeah, that's W-O-O hyphen W-O-O. And yeah, I don't have like a science degree necessarily, but I do my own research on the side to like look into the why and the how of all the stuff that I learn in yoga, because it's not just like some giant magic trick to me. And it's very important to me to relay that to other people so we all get the realness of the things that we do on the mat and practicing the other aspects of yoga outside the yoga studio and all that good stuff.
That's a great topic.
Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, you know, we've been trying to get you in, so I'm so glad you finally had the space.
Well, we've been on I wouldn't say a break necessarily, though we were traveling for a good amount of time, and then Studio Sassafras is doing really well. So
extremely well.
Yeah, we had to wait an extra week to get this awesome recording spot now, and here we are, back after about a month of having released the last episode, recording this next one.
Welcome. Yeah.
Welcome back, Maria.
Thank you. Thank you. It does feel like it's been a while, but I'm really excited. I'm really excited to talk about this because, as you mentioned, woo-woo-ness is sometimes looked at as this like really weird, like you're an idiot. How would you believe that?
Yeah, or like, is this a terrible silly.
Yeah. Just like, okay, cool, whatever.
We're like a bunch of hippies.
Yeah, exactly.
New age stuff.
And
crystals.
When I was thinking about that this morning, I remember, you know, I was just thinking about this like ages ago, how like gravity was also this like mythical thing. How like all of these things that we now know were also like, I don't know, sorcery.
I know, we used to call planets gods and be like, Jupiter's gonna come down and hit you with a lightning bolt. We also call him Zeus in another country. As a kid, I always thought it was really strange that once upon a time, the planets were gods. That's pretty cool. We digress.
We do. And my point being that just because it's subtle, just because we cannot necessarily. And actually, no, let's take it back a little bit. Define subtle, like what you mean by the subtle body or energy.
The opposite of gross. It ain't nasty. So I will use the term gross throughout this conversation. And just listeners, I mean like gross as in heavier or under, like the obvious,
yeah,
like the real. And then there's subtle, which is more subtle than the gross. It's, you could say...
One's measurable, the other one is not?
Well, I believe they're both measurable. And one is simply measurable in a way more sciencey way than just I weigh 100 and... I'm going to say it, how much I weigh on the show. I weigh 125 pounds. Fingers crossed. yeah, subtle body is different than that. So... where was I going with that? Oh, before we get into talking about the details of it, let's just lay out some ground, ground facts about what we know about yoga theory when it comes to gross body, subtle body, and all that kind of stuff, and what we mean by that. So there is a yoga theory, you could call it a theory, that we have five koshas. Kosha is loosely translated as sheaths. Basically, we have five bodies that which we exist within. And the outermost one is the one that is the easiest. It's our actual body.
The one that we always think of?
Yeah, this one. This one that I'm slapping my knees. I'm slapping my outer kosha. My lips are part of my outer kosha. It's a... called the food layer, actually, because it is made up of the food that I eat ends up making me.
Mm-hmm.
And then beneath that is the breath layer, or the life force energy layer, basically the layer that which sustains me biologically, like the life layer. And air is pretty, it's mostly invisible, and we do know it definitely has mass.
Mm-hmm. You can measure it.
You can measure it with ease. Like, you can feel air mm-hmm. as it goes in and out. Beneath that is the mind layer, like the ego mind functioning layer, the manomaya kosha. And it's really subtle because you can't necessarily really feel it, or we can't really see it except under, I think, microscopes can look at like neurons and we can see electrical impulses mm-hmm. measuring them on instruments. And that's where that layer exists, is it exists in like chemicals and electricity throughout our body, and neurons do have a mass. I looked it up. You want to know how much it weighs?
Yes, tell me.
Or has mass of? I don't know how much it actually, I don't think it really weighs much.
It's not a lot.
10 to the power of negative 6.
That's V little.
What is it? M stand for? 10 to the power of negative 6.
Grams,
thank you.
Yeah. Meters, no, I'm just kidding.
I was looking at the letter M and it really confused me. And... then under that layer, under that mind layer, we have Vijnanamaya Kosha, which is the consciousness layer. And if you follow popular science, you will know that we're currently trying to figure out, like, point to the consciousness mm-hmm. in our physical selves, mm-hmm. and we haven't really found that yet. You could say it's in one certain little part of the brain, but then there's no, like, thing you can point to in that part of the brain that's like, oh, that's consciousness. So, however, we do know it exists because, you want to know how?
How?
You right now are listening to these words about consciousness and pondering your own consciousness. So you conscious girl or guy or third gender, you're conscious.
Gender that's, neutral person.
Yeah, that's consciousness. Is I think therefore I am. Very, very hard. Obviously, we're getting super duper subtle because we're still kind of like combing back the hair of the kitty to find the flea. Our cats have fleas right now. It came to mind. So we haven't found the flea yet. We haven't found the flea that is consciousness yet in hard physical science.
There is actually a Chinese medical journal or something along the lines of that. Some Chinese doctors that are presented recently the hypothesis of there is the normal mass, like body, like what's visible.
Mm.
And then there's an invisible system, which encompasses consciousness. I haven't looked at their research and everything that they did. I just briefly saw that the other day.
Mm.
Definitely going to look it up and read it. Because they've actually proposed that to be like a standard.
Are they trying to kind of prove qi?
Yes.
Oh, qi spelled Q-I.
Q-I.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a whole nother cool aspect of the energetic anatomy that I actually don't really know about, but
I don't know much about it.
It has a lot of congruencies between the yogic explanations and then the Chinese mm-hmm. explanations. Well, to get back to our layers, our what I like to call the five-layer dip of being alive.
The five-layer dip of being alive.
Koshas. The fifth one is the bliss layer. And that one's, I really like this guy. His name is Swami Shivananda, the way he describes this layer. And he describes it as the beginningless ignorance that is indescribable.
Whoa. Say it again.
The beginningless ignorance that is indescribable. So it's known.
That's crazy.
And there's, okay, so with anything, especially when it comes to like a religion or a philosophy or even science, like everyone's got like slightly different theories about how this stuff works. And especially when it comes to things we haven't like physically proven yet. So there's a lot of different opinions on like exactly what this Anandamaya Kosha is. What I've heard is that seems correct, or just to me, not to everybody, mm-hmm. is that it is literally just the seed body. It serves no other function other than being the cause or the seed that which the other four layers go and like come out into a human being. But it has no other function than that. And it's described as the bliss layer
it's
because
like
there's no
catalyst.
There's just like no, like if you were to be residing in that layer, like if you did all the work to go deep within your consciousness and then deep within that, I'm dancing while I do this, I don't know why. it's said that you would feel utter and complete oneness and bliss because in that layer, there's just no conflict, no fear, no animosity, nothing. It's like a oneness. Now, I recently learned from our friend, Sarah Montross, that it's not a sixth layer, but there is something underneath that. Because the layers all cover something mm-hmm. up. And that right there, that little golden nugget, as we called it the other day, is Atman, which is what Westerners might say the soul. Atman is the individualized chunk of big soul that I have in my body. The big soul, the universal soul, is known as Brahman. So there's Brahman and there's Atman. Atman is in me and it's part of Brahman. And everyone's Atman is part of Brahman. And they're both the same, but then different aspects. And this is where we get into paradoxes and attempting to understand things that are challenging for an adorable human brain to visualize. You following?
Yeah, following. I mean, I am.
Okay. So what I'm trying to get to with this is that just because these things are really subtle and don't seem to be out here in our physical world that we're interacting in right now, doesn't mean that the decisions that we make and the things that we do have no effect on that. What I've noticed in now my very short 6 years of practicing yoga is that any sort of physical ailment I have is cannot be separate than something that's happening in my mind layer or even the consciousness layer, that even though we describe them as layers to be able to digest the information, they aren't different than another. Something that manifests in one part of me is actually manifesting in all parts of me. And that's made me realize I have a duty and a responsibility to, as much as I can, be awake, be conscious in the present moment, to be making decisions that always bring me into harmony and unity and toward my center, so that I am not simply creating like imbalances here and there in my own body, in my own life, in other people's bodies and lives, in the universe in general. Like that is, in my opinion, each of our duties. Like once we discover this path, like you gotta just go down it.
I remember once I was taking a class, a big, of course, and the teacher said something along the lines of, yoga ruined my life in
what?
A good way.
Oh. Oh my God, I was like, who is that? Fire them, no.
Because the reason why she explained it is because through yoga, you and I, and honestly anybody that practices it, I've noticed in myself, like, I get this awareness of things, like all of the things, right? Thoughts, even consciousness, something really subtle that I do not have the words to actually describe. Mm-hmm. I sense it, intuition, whatever you want to call it. There's all of these things that I get awareness of. And it becomes very difficult to just ignore it and be like, I'm just going to be a terrible person.
No, of course. Not.
Exactly. So I think yoga is really is a good path to get this awareness to all of these layers. Mm-hmm. And then from that comes the responsibility. And I wouldn't call this, I don't know if it's responsibility. I think it's almost, it's just like, it just makes sense. When you have that awareness, of course, why would you not work towards, like you said, bringing yourself to balance?
Mm-hmm. And unity and power. It feels powerful to be unified and then to be the creator or the decider or simply like the leader of what gets manifested out in all of my layers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's cool.
That's very cool. I picture you as an onion for whatever reason when you just said that.
I like my onions. So this system, this energetic system, the koshas, it does, listener, if you've been wondering, have a lot of things to do with the chakras. The chakras is part of the system. You may have heard the chakras and you're like...
Chakras.
Chakras, if I was pronouncing it really correctly. But I just like how chakras sounds.
Chakra.
Chakras.
That sounds shocking.
Chakras. Anyway. you may have heard it. And you may even know a lot about them if you've been coming to a yoga studio for a while or just read about it on your own. You've got a gist of what chakras are. Chakra just means wheel, and what it refers to is like a wheel of energy. And so in our outermost layer, in the what is called Anamaya Kosha, the body layer, the chakras exist along the spine. And the way that that shows up physically is, as I mentioned before, we have literal energy within us. Like, it is animating us. You know, if I didn't have any energy at all, my body would be a mummy. I would be decaying. So there's energy moving through me, and it's in the form of chemicals. It's in the form of I don't know what you would call blood energy, but biological,
blood energy.
Biological, yeah, biological energy, and electric energy as well.
Yep.
And as we know, our nervous system is what brings signals from our brain down to different areas of our body to be either consciously or unconsciously tell our body to do things that which continue its function.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are pathways from the brain down to my foot, electricity travels just to have signals and feedback and all that kind of stuff.
Nervous system.
Yeah, it's literally just the nervous system. And along my spine, that contains pretty much, like, it's like the main highway of all of that. And there are 7 nerve ganglia along my spine. I think there's actually 6 and then my head. And it's been like 4 years since I read this like really detailed book about it, so I could be misremembering. So these nerve ganglia are just basically places where a whole bunch of roads, quote unquote, cross. And that's a chakra. A chakra is just a major intersection of energy. And the way our bodies are stacked, I mean, it's obvious, we have feet at the bottom and heads at the top.
What?
Yeah. And we're stacked vertically. So they run vertically. And the lower we are, like toward the lower chakra, gravity is pulling it down. It is denser, heavier. It is of manifestation. And as you travel up the chakra chain, thank you. We get up toward the top where it's more of in our thinking brain, more of in our imagination and dreaming. And that's where it's like, it's concerning physical things because, as I just mentioned, thoughts are physical, dreams are physical, they're showing up in electricity, they're physical things. But the higher chakras are concerned with those things that we consider sometimes not physical, definitely really subtle.
Correct.
Yes. We are planning to do a whole series next season about the energetic system, chakras, the koshas. So please stay tuned. Continue to listen to us. Maybe go to Patreon and send us some money per month so that we can. We would be very thankful. And then, listen next season for that because we're going to do a whole series on it.
Obviously, we cannot cover this topic in 30 minutes or however long the episode's going to be. So,
yeah,
Yes.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
We'll definitely talk more about this. And
what else would you like to... So we also decided to make this episode pretty short so that you could listen to it on a shorter drive or over a couple of drives. So before we wrap up, Maria, do you have anything you'd like to add or just anything that became less subtle to you in this conversation?
I believe, and I have read research about these things. Of course I have.
Yep.
And there is, I think the study of subtle energy or mind or whatever they want to call it, and whatever fancy term they want to use, is so important, and it's becoming more obviously, I don't want to say famous, bigger. People are starting to turn more into the spiritual, subtle, you know, let's meditate since...
Yeah, but they're weirdly not equivalent to spirituality, you know? It's becoming very practical.
It is, which makes sense. I mean, we are in a very type A culture, and that's, you know, I'm equivalent to that. I don't know if it is that.
Sure.
However, I do really think that this maybe, like, I don't know, could be thousands of years, who knows, will actually, like, people are going to look back at this and they're going to say, oh my God, they didn't understand X, Y, and Z. How cute.
I know, like how I looked back on being like, oh, you thought planets were gods.
Exactly.
We're going to, like, look back at this podcast and be like, those nincompoops. How did they not know that?
Yes. So I do think just because we can't necessarily measure it, it's not standard practice in our culture, it doesn't mean it's not important, and it doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah.
It simply means that it's something that we have yet to discover, and it is exciting.
Yes. Last thing I'll say is that there is, if you were to, and we can talk, we had an episode with Matt and Ashley, who moved to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley Tharp was she got her master's degree in math. And, like, one of her favorite things was equivalating, like, the things she learned in math, especially abstract math, with the things we learned in yoga. So, so, so cool. I totally agree. And, in fact, knowing and researching as much as I possibly can about the actual reading books on physics, reading books on science and math, helped me to feel more connected to, I mean, for lack of a better word, I can just say God. I don't have, like, a specific dude. I'm like, oh, he definitely has a beard or anything like that.
Dude.
Well, like, the oneness, the Brahman, the consciousness
creator
that we all are. Yeah. However, just the fact that everything's freaking connected, man. Like, I get more access to that when I go into studying those things. And math, physics, science, whatever you want to call it, creates our experience to me as miraculous. And things aren't miraculous because we don't have an explanation. They're actually miraculous because we have mostly an explanation, and then there's a little bit of magic that then requires us to take a leap of faith and be like, whoa, well, I might not know exactly why quantum mechanics works the way it does, because that's nuts. Like, by the way, quantum mechanics is so cool. We can do a whole episode on that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Next season. Because I don't understand exactly how that works. Something is at work that just makes this all work.
I mean, obviously.
Freaking nuts, man.
I know.
So cool.
I know.
Well, thanks for listening, listeners. We hope you got a little bit of cool things to think about.
Think about it. Read about
it. Be conscious about it.
Talk about it.
And simply what I'll leave you with is be okay with doubting things that you learn and do your own research, do your own study from sources that are reliable, and get really clear on, like, how much of a miracle you really are. Your actual body, your breathing, your mind, your consciousness, the seed that you came from, where energy is going to go after we die.
I mean, everything is just so cool when you actually think about it.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
right, this was a good start to our Saturdays. I don't know when you're listening to this, but have a good whatever thing you're about to do next. We
day, night,
love
evening.
You so much.
Thank you for listening, you guys.
We seriously, the people that come up to me and be like, oh my God, I just listened to your episode. I hold back tears sometimes because
I know.
I love that you receive our contribution and we are really contributed by your willingness to simply listen and then be in conversation with other people about what we talk about. Thank you.
Def appreciated.
We are going to plug Studio Sassafras now.
Per usual.
Because this place is awesome.
I mean,
please,
it's freaking cool.
Come and record at Studio Sassafras for podcasts, for soundtracks.
Audiobooks.
Audiobooks.
Ringtones. I don't know. I don't know if people still do that.
No. No.
Bring them back. Bring them back.
Don't bring back ringtones. Anyway, obviously music. And John Edward is also a composer. So if you need music composed for you, he plays a number of instruments. He's a guitar virtuoso. And, and lessons if you want lessons on guitar. And
he teach good.
Yeah, he teach real good. So StudioSassafrasMusic.com or at StudioSassafrasMusic on social media.
Book early.
Mm-hmm. And book early. As we learned this month. He's getting busy. This place rocks.
Yes.
Well, BYO Blanket is now signing off. We love you guys. We wish you the best and continue building blanket forts sometimes. And if you've never done it, go do it. We love you.
Blanket Ninjas.
Bye.
Bye.